Elizabeth Warren had a proposal for putting a certain percentage of workers on corporate boards, right?
Look, he's going, hey, we're gonna put employees on corporate boards.
And you have to
that
answer.
Creates a disparity, and then you say we're gonna fix it by putting people on corporate boards. How
okay,
about
but
you
then you have
economy?
To answer why the billionaire class hates it.
They don't. Time for a bonus installment of Change My Mind. For those unfamiliar, these are unedited conversations with an opportunity to rationalize one's own position. Now, in a prior episode on gun control, I sat down with this gentleman here, George, and it discussed why common sense gun control is actually nonsense. If you want to hear that conversation, click the link below. Now, we just went into an impromptu conversation on so-called libertarian socialism. It was interesting, and this is what Change My Mind is all about. Without further ado, here's George. I'm going to talk about libertarian socialism with George, because I think, look, I want to hear, the last time I really went through this was college, and then about a year ago.
Really? Okay.
Well, in college, when they described anarcho-syndicate socialism, and that's where you go, right? You go to
Chomsky, like
Catalina, right? And you get to them.
Catalonia.
And
I was actually just reading Homage to Catalonia by Orwell. You should read it if you haven't.
I have.
Oh, you have?
Yeah,
okay,
I have. Yeah, and I always find it very interesting. Was it Catalonia existed? Was it from 38, or did it stop in 38?
It had to be.
It was only about 4 years.
38.
It was only about 4 years before they were taken over by the Soviets.
Yeah, but
I mean, they just got raped by the Soviets.
Yeah, and
so I wouldn't say a very good example.
I mean, yeah, Franco did.
Not so much the fascists. The Soviets were the real problems for the Catalonians.
I mean,
but okay, go ahead and explain to me.
You're right. Yeah. Okay.
I appreciate this. I appreciate, and I also appreciate. I think this is a good time where we can have a dialogue like this, even though I wildly will disagree with you. You know
that.
That's
the thing.
But no one accused the other person of racism, sexism, homophobia. It's like, look, you believe in this? That's fine.
Yeah,
let me hear it.
Like I said, I'm on the left, but I'm also not like an identity politics kind of leftist.
Okay.
Really. Yeah.
All right. So you have no home right now. Politically, you're homeless.
There's a home. It's just not the leftism you see on Twitter. It's just not what you see on
Twitter.
Okay,
so explain to me what you mean by that, that you're a libertarian socialist.
Okay, so what I mean is, the way I see libertarian socialism is I see it as democratization of the economic sphere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've had democratization of the political sphere, right? We had that with like the Enlightenment, which led to liberalism, liberal democracies. That's what we have today. Democratization of the economic sphere, I see as workers controlling their pursuits in their work,
mm-hmm.
controlling their workplaces, having a say in decisions within their corporations, in the places they work, instead of a very rigid, hierarchical, top-down system where you have a board, you have the C-suite, you know, commanding orders from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if you work at a place like, say, Amazon, you should have an equal say in the operations of that company as Jeff Bezos does, or as, you know, anyone else does, because, I mean, you all work for this entity, you know?
So a couple of things. First off, I'm not a big fan of Amazon, but let me ask you this.
Really? Let me ask you this.
How do you juxtapose that with the idea of libertarianism, which is the right of the individual? Because you just said that
I think that's actually entrusting liberty to the individual.
Well, what about the liberty of the individual who invested all of that money and risk and resources into creating the company only to not be able to reap the rewards, right?
Okay,
how is it justified to take that by force, which is always what happens with socialism, from Jeff Bezos?
What do you mean by that? What are you taking?
Money? Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, his workers are the people that provide the labor. The fruits of Amazon are because of his workers.
I would disagree.
Really?
Which, well, he started Amazon.
He did.
There are no
Amazon
workers without them. Do you really believe that the labor of, for example, putting a postage stamp is the same as someone who invested millions, potentially billions of dollars, lost in their own savings, right? Invested in a company, built it from the ground up? Do you really think that they should be compensated the same?
I'm not saying that there should be equal wages. I feel like that's something that is so far, like, from a socialist perspective, something so far in the future, it's not really even worth discussing right now. What I think...
I think like it is important because I need to know your end game.
Oh, like, what is...
Yeah, I need to know in your idea, sort of, and I think that you're... I don't think I'm mischaracterizing you, and that this is sort of a utopia, which we know will never happen. But what would that look like? Because as a business owner, I would never have started I employ 15 people. And by the way, I pay significantly more than 15 an hour.
What I think.
I would have never started it if I thought that I would have the same amount of say as my 15 employees.
Because that is a lot of sunk cost that you put into starting something, right?
I made no money for half a decade.
I understand that. But the way I see it, or the way I think companies should be moving in the future is towards like a worker co-op type of model, right?
Mm-hmm.
A model where, you know, there's true democracy in the workplace. You have workers discussing, all right, what is our company's operations going to look like for this? Like, what are we doing with X? Like, everyone gets a say in it because everyone is affected by it, right? Like, if you are involved in a system and you have no say or no choice in how that system operates or how it, literally just how it operates, then, I mean, that seems...
Well, let me ask you this. So, because you just used the example of a system, so if I may, I'd like to go with sort of your allegory there.
Go ahead.
Do you believe that every person who uses a system of iOS or uses a system of Microsoft, do you believe that they're do you believe that they're just as qualified in determining how that system should work as the person who created the system?
No, because if you're a consumer of iOS, you're not involved in the facilitation of it. Like, you're not.
So let me ask you this, and let me scale it back a little bit. I was using your analogy of a system. Do you believe that people who work on the lower levels at Apple, on the floor, for example, putting together iPhones, or people with whiteboards, do you believe that they should have, they're just as capable?
In your specialization of labor expertise, I totally understand that. I'm not saying totally disregard things like expertise. Like, if you have, say, Apple, you have very specialized employees working on a very specialized product that mm-hmm. they're selling, right? It wouldn't make sense for someone like a janitor working at Apple in order to be able to, like, deliberate how something like that.
So then who determines which person's opinion is permissible?
People involved in the process. That's my thing. Is like, because it's the same thing I
So you mean all the workers?
Workers, yes.
So the workers would vote?
Yes.
Do you not think that the janitors would vote for themselves to be specialized engineers?
Well, I mean, I don't think that's exactly how it would work. It's hard to speculate as well how something like that would work with Apple.
I don't think it would. Really? I don't think there's, I know. I'm just asking you, like, why would you don't think the janitor would say, like, oh yeah, I want to do that job. Why would they vote against themselves? My point is, as a business owner, I have people who work for, 15 people work for my business. I am so grateful that not all of them have a say in every decision that's made, because many of them have no idea, and many of them would
that's
not want
thing.
The responsibility of difficult decisions.
I'm not even saying completely disregard expertise when it comes to making decisions that require that expertise and specialization, right?
Okay.
But I feel like...
But how do you enforce this? Let's say the workers vote, okay?
Yeah.
So in a free society, a libertarian society, the workers vote, and the business owner says, no.
Well, I mean, in that theoretical society, there would be no owner. Like, all these workers would be equal participants.
So then how do the businesses get created and started?
Like I said, like, worker co-ops. Like, I feel like we should eventually move towards a system in which you have worker-owned cooperatives.
So how do you displace the current owners and turn it into co-ops, right? At some point...
Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren actually had... they kind of had a plan on this.
Okay.
Not exactly to the extent that I would envision it, but...
The same Elizabeth Warren who went after the GameStop bettors and defended Wall Street.
Here's the thing, I'm not.
I know that you were pissed. You must have been pissed about that, right?
I'm not a fan of Elizabeth Warren. I'll tell you that. But
all right, common ground.
But they both proposed, like, hey, like, we need worker representation on the board, right? On boards of these companies, like, workers who work on these floors of these companies, workers who are doing a brunt of the amount of work that provides. Like, what you love about Amazon is the fact that it's so efficient, is that they get you your shit in one day, right? Like, the fact that they're very efficient in doing what they do, but that comes at the expense of these workers, that comes at the expense of,
I don't agree with your premise that workers are doing the brunt of it, and I think that anyone, and there's,
really?
Look, and here's the thing, here's what's interesting to me.
Okay,
can I make a point here?
Yeah.
What's interesting to me is, for example, if you look at the increase in corporate tax rates, okay? Supported by Amazon, supported by all the big companies. You look at the lockdowns, supported by all the big companies, right? We've created more, and this is Bernie supported lockdowns, Elizabeth Warren supported lockdowns, socialists supported lockdowns. They're the party of big business. Let me explain to you why. Let me explain to you why. We have created more billionaires this last year. Do you realize that? Than ever.
No, billionaires have gotten insanely rich.
No, but only this last year. And there have been more middle-sized businesses and small-sized businesses that have been shuttered than ever before.
Which
now, guess what? Those mid-sized businesses oppose the higher corporate taxes, oppose the democratic socialism. The only people who support it are Google, Amazon, Apple, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Well,
they support your ideas, but people like me who employ 15 to 50 people are against it.
You say they support my ideas, and yet I want democratization of the workplace. They definitely don't support that.
Well, guess who's going to have the ability to get a waiver just like Obamacare? The big companies. So we'll have to democratize my workplace, but they won't do that at Amazon.
I mean,
do you disagree with me that there are elites who have more influence and lobbyists for Amazon than me with my little YouTube channel?
That's just how this country operates.
Right.
It's like, and the influence of like effective oligarchs.
And do you see,
like, big tech companies, like Jeff Bezos is of the world.
And it's interesting that we went from the bureaucrat phase to the oligarch phase, to invoke sort of Orwell, right? Which is where we are at this point, where almost conservatives now. Here's one thing where I think we can find common ground, because a lot of people say, like, well, you sound like a socialist to me. But let me explain to you why. Where I go, look, you have five companies, the wealthiest people, increase their net worth by $600 billion in 6 months in this pandemic, right?
Insane.
Like, we agree that that's terrible, right?
Yeah.
Do we both agree like that's...
Absolutely.
Now, we probably agree it's morally reprehensible.
Yes.
Same thing that all these billionaires are created when small businesses are suffering. Now, here's where we differ, okay? I think it's reprehensible. Not if they made their money honestly, I couldn't care less. If Amazon made that money,
I think it's impossible.
Well, no, my point is, if they made the money because I chose their goods or services voluntarily, I don't have a problem. The reason they made that money is because of Elizabeth Warren's and Bernie Sanders and Biden's and Kamala Harris's, who shut down the economy and determined winners and losers. In other words,
absolutely,
I was precluded from going to a local grocer. I couldn't go to the local coffee shop. In Michigan, I couldn't go to the local nursery, but I could go to Costco and I could order from Amazon.
Here's the thing, I totally agree with everything you just said, but our difference comes with the solution.
Right, I don't believe that more government would make it better. I think more government has made it worse.
I think that government keeping these businesses afloat is not only good, I think they had a moral obligation to do so.
But they didn't keep businesses afloat.
No, exactly, that's
my
problem.
They only gave money to their wealthy donor class.
That's my problem,
and the worst offender is Bernie and Elizabeth Warren.
Exactly, you have all these big companies. I mean, it reminds me of 2008 in terms of bailouts going to big banks, right?
Right.
Like, you have all these major companies who are benefiting from this, and then the middleman, like the small guy, gets cut out, right?
They want to privatize profits and socialize losses, big banks.
Exactly.
Yes.
You sound like a socialist now.
But my issue is, guess what? What if no company is too big to fail? It's a self-solving problem. If you say, we're not giving you money. If you say, well, look, we're not shutting down businesses, guess what? In every single one of those scenarios, more government is not required to fix it. Government created that problem. Government created subprime loans. Government decided to bail out banks.
My view is government is sustaining that problem, and government completely has the power to eradicate that issue. Like, when it comes to coronavirus pandemic, right? In terms of businesses failing, like, what, half of small businesses are never going to reopen, right?
Yeah, it was something like the last number, so it was 60% of businesses that were open in April would be closed by October.
And, like,
a lot
of those closures would be indefinite, right?
Like, yes.
My problem is the government had the resources and the opportunity to keep them afloat via stimulus checks, via... like all the funding that
they actually didn't have enough, though. That's also the issue.
They don't have enough money. Really? Okay.
Yeah. Two problems. They don't have enough money, and the money didn't go to the people who needed it.
Exactly. That's like
the money went to social. This is where you talk about how you're not an identity politic person.
Yeah.
The money went to things like critical race. They went to a bunch of bullshit earmarked projects. The money, and not to mention the policy, favored giant corporations.
That had to be such an insignificant amount of money that went to little projects.
No, you know,
like that,
Joe Biden's infrastructure bill, let's use his right now. $2 trillion. How much of it goes to infrastructure?
Right. I actually don't know. I haven't read this.
Less than $600 million.
Really?
Yeah.
So what's the rest on?
Bullshit. I'm just talking about $35 billion here, $200 billion there. Big part of it is for Green New Deal stuff. Not necessarily not green infrastructure.
In
no, not just infrastructure.
How is that?
But
not
proposing certain policies. Okay, $600 billion to infrastructure. My point is, it's a never-ending hole, right? For example, if the government had money at schools, Washington, D.C. and Detroit would have the best schools in the country. We don't have a money problem, we have a spending problem, and we have a corruption problem with the government, which I think we agree with.
Definitely.
I just don't think that we should put more power in the hands of the corrupt. I think that you're believing that inherently there are some people who are altruistic, but what I'm saying is probably the examples of people you would pick most, Bernie and Elizabeth Warren. Bernie, every single step of the way, if you do research, right, and I'm sure you have, but if you look at his policies, ended up benefiting, even, I'm not saying he meant to, ended up benefiting Amazon, Costco, Walmart, and then you had Elizabeth Warren come out against the GameStop bettors.
But my problem is Bernie is he's one socialist senator in a sea of what, 535 federal
representatives. I know, can you imagine how bad it would be if everyone was Bernie? There would only be Amazon.
Democratic. stealing.
That's my point, right? People like me were going, don't shut down my business. And Bernie's like, shut down the business.
I mean, but did he not support more government funds going to middle-sized
businesses?
But
the businesses? Point is, business owners are like, just don't shut down my business.
But
fix the problem by giving me $1,600 is not going to employ 15 people.
No, that's not even stimulus. I mean, like at that point, we were in a pandemic. Like, we've had what? Over 500,000 people die. Like, I feel like it's a very reasonable fear to have in order for us to be like,
I don't think that it's reasonable to create the worst unemployment, economic devastation, increase in suicide rates, shut down schools over a virus with over 99% survival rate.
It's definitely had a bad effect, obviously, but there's a public health thing. And I mean, we could get into like Fauci and how he's flipped positions on that. I mean,
right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
You're sure of it? Because people are listening really closely to this.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask.
I mean, for me as a public health official, obviously, I would like the consideration that everybody wears a mask.
If you have a physical covering with one layer, you put another layer on, it just makes common sense.
But that was...
See, I think we would have a lot of common ground. Yeah. Fauci's kind of a dick. Can we end on that? He's kind of a dick?
He's kind of been touted as like the know-all when it comes to health and pandemics, and he's
but
very...
But you're like, is it Fauci last week or this week?
He's very noticeably switched positions, so it's hard.
But the point is, Fauci will never lose power under a socialist government. Do you understand that?
I just don't think Fauci
never lose power. Fauci has suckled at the government teat forever. He screwed up, if you look at the response to AIDS, Fauci has been a charlatan. He hasn't seen a patient in 40 years.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, think about that. And the doctors who have seen patients have been banned from YouTube saying, well, I don't think this is the right solution. I think Fauci is wrong. And then 2 weeks later, he goes and he agrees with him. So my point is, I think we're so close, but Fauci, Bernie, Biden, Elizabeth Warren, these are career politicians and they don't care about you or me.
I don't.
There's plenty more to get to, but I want to let you know that none of these episodes take place without your support, and especially now that the entire channel has been demonetized indefinitely, consider going to crowdershop.com, get yourself some slick threads. We've got some cool new designs dropping soon. Thank you so much for the support. No foreign caliphate. We're funded by viewers like you, actually. On with the show.
I don't know. I feel like Bernie has been that one guy that has been speaking up for working people, for poor people.
I think
almost
he's been speaking
up for almost every step of the way.
It's very
like verifiable. Like, you can go back to his history. You can go back to literally the 1980s, and he's saying the exact same things he's saying now. That's such a marked change from every other politician in Washington right now. Like,
I agree. He's been consistently wrong, in my opinion. But I do
that's
agree.
That's where we disagree.
No, but here's the thing. I think he's genuine.
He's definitely
I don't think he's genuine as far as like, he's personally very not generous. If you look at the way he tips and his charitable contributions. So I'm always leery of someone who wants to spend someone else's money and never their own.
I don't even think it's spending other people's money. I feel like it's...
But I do believe that I do agree with you. He's been consistently socialist. Now I would ask you one thing before you go. So you said, and I agree with you, you can consistently look at his policy. You can consistently look at his positions, I should say. Because if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he a mayor?
He was a state senator, and then he was a senator,
if I'm not mistaken.
I feel like he was at the House at some point.
Yeah, I think he was at the House. Maybe it was House and then Senator?
At some point, yeah.
Okay. But if you look at his proposed policies and what he has supported through this pandemic, it has his types of policies. Let's say everyone voted in the House, right? I'm just a bill. House, Senate, 100% agreed on the policies that Bernie supported. You would only be left with the trillionaire class. And then afterwards, you would say tax them more. But the point is, at that point, the damage is done.
I don't know. I just...
Shutting down businesses, get rid of the GameStop bettors, right? It's just, to me, I go, okay, I think his heart may be in the right place, but pragmatically speaking, it always ends up screwing people.
I don't know. I feel like he just definitely has been speaking for common people. And back to, I was going to say something about Warren and Bernie's proposal.
And then we do have to go because we're done, but I appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you, George.
No, for sure. Him and Elizabeth Warren had a proposal for putting a certain percentage of workers on corporate boards, right? I feel like that's something that is like a market change that we can slowly move towards a more democratized workplace.
Now, I understand what you're saying, but here's the point, right? It's like the guy's palming it.
Do you
understand what that term means, right? With magicians when they're palming something? Look, he's going, hey,
We're gonna put employees on corporate boards.
Okay.
Meanwhile, you know what creates more of a disparity of power? Shutting down middle-sized businesses and small businesses.
But then you have to
crippling them with taxes.
Then you have to
that creates a disparity, and then you say we're gonna fix it by putting people on corporate boards. How about you create an economy?
Then you have to answer why the billionaire class hates him. Why they're so
they don't. Amazon supports
do.
The increase
no,
in
okay.
the increase
you,
in corporate
I'll
taxes.
You, I'll give you maybe the most perfect illustration of this. During the Democratic primary, you had, after he won Nevada, this was before South Carolina.
Well, hold on a second. Let's use national elections. Primaries are different because they're betting on who's going to win
important.
The primary.
It's important. It just goes to show like the views of the billionaire class, right?
Yeah. Who overwhelmingly supported Democrats, not Republicans. No, it's not even close.
Okay, fair enough.
It's not even close.
But I feel like they do that for optics reasons. There's definitely an incentive for them to
seem woke.
Exactly.
All right.
That's why I'm not into the whole identity politics.
Or I would also argue the reason they do it is because these giant corporations know they can incur a 30% corporate tax and they can incur all kinds of red tape legislation and come out unscathed, whereas small businesses can't.
I mean, definitely. I definitely feel like there is...
Is it a tornado warning?
I feel it's an Amber
Alert. Oh, it's an Amber Alert?
Yeah. But, I just forgot what we were talking
about. I know, damn Amber. Right? No, it's serious. No one should... We're not joking about Amber.
We're not joking about Amber.
No. I would have to go... Oh. Okay, believe your point.
Go in our class.
And by the way, can I just say, I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
What's up? What you had after Nevada, before South Carolina, you had establishment Democrats who were panicking. All of the ones that were backed by billionaires,
yes.
All of the ones that were backed by moneyed interests, they were panicking because
and
Bernie
the Democrats
seemed
themselves.
Like he was going to win. So what happened? You had Pete Buttigieg drop out of the race, right? You had Amy Klobuchar drop out of the race, right? And in return, I mean, like Pete is now head of the Department of Transportation. Like these are, like, they coalesced against him in that moment because moneyed interests see him as a threat.
Well, can I ask you something? When you say they coalesced, I want to make sure we agree. You mean corporate donors and the other Democrats, right?
Yes, that's exactly what
I mean.
Okay, exactly.
And
I
my
mean,
point
yes.
is, apply that to a national level. Corporate donors still coalesce with other Democrats, and that's my concern.
No,
what
they did
to Bernie, they'll do to us.
But my whole point is the fact that they want, like, they're so fearful of coalescing around someone like Bernie because he poses such a direct threat to their interests. Which is why I think he's genuinely a man of, like, working common class people. Like, and
he's never worked so.
Oh, he was a carpenter. Like, he's had.
He's never had full time gainful employment. No, not since college.
Definitely.
No. He hasn't. This guy has not. Not in 40 years. But let me tell you this. And I understand where you're coming from. But let me say this.
I mean,
I agree with you, but there's a slight difference, though. Let me tell you where there's a slight difference.
What's the difference?
The difference is, I do think you were right that they were afraid of Bernie becoming the nominee. Now, the reason why is because they knew that when you looked at those polls, Bernie was imminently beatable, and they wanted to have a Democrat in power.
I feel like that's definitely a point. They definitely thought that he would be a loser candidate.
Right.
But
and they want to make sure that their Democratic bidders do it for them.
For sure.
So it's not that they oppose Bernie. It's that they want to. But the point is, after a national election, then we have to go primaries, and we have to go to the national election. Overwhelmingly. Why do you think Amazon and Google and Facebook, why do you think all of the biggest companies overwhelmingly support Democrats and seemingly anti-corporate policies?
I mean, in terms of optics, I mean, the country is sort of moving towards, I feel like we're in a sort of anti-corporatist, I guess you could say, populist.
Why do you think big banks back Democrats?
I mean, I don't know. They both, like, they back both. Like, it's not even solely a Democrat Republican.
They've been consistently backing
Democrats. But it's definitely part of, like, an optics thing in terms of identity politics. Like, it's stuff. Like, I remember there's a Wells Fargo.
I think there's a component of that. I also think that they stand to benefit financially off the backs of us.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't know. Like, I remember a Wells Fargo ad about recognizing the LGBT community, and I'm like, all right, you don't give a f- about the LGBT community. Like, you're saying.
So, like, someone walk in saying, and be like, you suck dick. You can't open a checking account. No! I'm sorry, that doesn't offend you, does
it?
Like, that's not even anti-gay, it's just a joke.
No.
See, I can get along better with a socialist libertarian than I can with a white woke bitch.
Talk to more libertarian socialists. I feel like that's...
Let me ask you this, though, as a black guy, okay? Is there anything more annoying than white woke feminists who speak for you?
I mean,
we've been through a few of them today. We're like, well, I think black people...
Really? I haven't seen
it. And they're like, and I'm like, black people don't feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, I do hate white people speaking on my behalf, for sure.
Because,
like, the black community is seen as a monolith by both Republicans and Democrats, which is a problem to me. like, we are expected to have a uniform view of seeing the world, which, I mean, if you actually talk to
I would say by black people too sometimes, unfortunately.
I mean, yeah, it's been...
Let me say one thing that I feel really empathetic, and we do have to go.
Okay.
But I will say this, one thing, and he, you know, quarter black, Garrett is my producer. It's funny, we didn't realize he was black for like, his dad is really black.
Which one is he?
Him, he's black. His dad is like biracial, but looks black, but then he just looks totally white.
He does look like there's a bit of ethnic ambiguity.
He looks like he might be like Mexican. So we only found out when we asked him, like, what does that mean in English and Spanish? He's like, what do you think? He's like, dude, I'm black. We were like, what? This is after 6 months. But what was I saying before this? I totally forgot. Here's one thing I will say, because he's an example too. You know, if you look at a lot of his relatives and his cousins and his dad, you know, they look more black than he does. But one thing that I do look at with young black men today, and I go, oh man, I didn't have to deal with that as a white guy, is, for example, we have fans who watch the show, and like one example comes to mind, he was like a black kid who was like a metalhead. And he was like, oh yeah, all my black friends say I'm not black.
No, yeah, that's
it's because you're expecting. I go, you know, as a white person, no one ever tells me like you have to like this. It's like, oh, he likes country. Oh, he likes hip hop. Oh, he likes this kind of food. And that's not pressure exerted from white people, but it is something.
It comes from both spheres, honestly, because like, yeah.
Because that sucks. I would imagine that's not a systemic oppression, but it is these expectations like of a black kid feeling from other black kids that he's not black enough.
For sure. And I mean, like, I've experienced that like growing up. Like, it happens, but definitely something that I
never
got to change, and I feel like it's constantly reinforced to the point where I don't know if it'll change anytime soon.
Especially with white woke bitches. They keep reinforcing it.
I think especially with Republicans, to be honest.
Oh, come on now.
No,
we were leaving it on a good note.
There's definitely a way Republicans.
You really feel like I'm pigeonholing you more than a white woke feminist? I don't think you believe that.
I mean, certainly your party is more directed against the interests of the average black person than a Democrat. So even if a white woke feminist is spouting her bullshit saying she knows that...
You're talking to a person here. you're an anarcho, so you're a libertarian socialist.
Yes, yeah.
And I am, you said you're the left, I'm to the right of Attila the Hun, okay? I am not a fan of Republicans.
I actually didn't know that.
I like Donald Trump in a lot of ways. There are some Republicans that I like, but I've been pretty pissed off with a lot of Republicans, and they're kowtowing to the tech oligarchy.
How do you square support with Donald Trump for his...
Saying we have to go.
For his support of that system we were both just criticizing.
Well, Donald Trump has resulted in the lowest African-American unemployment out of any Republican, and there are more black Americans who voted for Donald Trump than any other Republican in recent memory.
Yes, it absolutely was. You know it happened.
I think freedom for all is freedom best.
Is
best for all.
Here's the thing, as a libertarian socialist, I agree, I believe in freedom, but...
Oh, no, you don't.
I don't.
You don't? You believe in taking over companies from people and establishing a company board? That's not freedom.
That's not, no.
That's totalitarianism.
I believe in workers having a say in their company's
operations.
And
I believe in businesses being able to own their businesses.
That is true economic freedom to me. Not
but that's not the definition of freedom.
All right.
But, here's one thing I think we can both agree on. Free speech is absolute.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And certainly right now you would have to agree that the Democrats oppose that more than any other political party.
There is definitely a trend of censorship, which is concerning. But I mean, the thing about free speech that makes me so sad about that is that was such a leftist ideal, a leftist value. The fact that you hear other people's points, because it's just derived directly from like enlightenment liberal thought. You know?
Well, there was a girl here who got really mad at me earlier who brought up like Huck Finn, that it used the N-word in the book. And she goes, and we shouldn't have, I think she was implying we shouldn't have it in audiobooks. And I said, what? She goes, well, if you were reading it in a class, would you say the N-word? I said, well, yeah, if I was reading in the class and I'm reading a book, and we're all in the class reading it. And she was wildly offended. You know, Richard Pryor, his album.
Richard Pryor is really interesting comic.
He's the best comic ever.
He's definitely up there.
And he said, I don't want white people to call it one crazy N-word. He's like, why would you change the name of my album?
I love him, I love Chappelle, Yeah. You know Andrew Schultz?
I do know. I don't know him personally, but I am familiar with him. You know, it's funny. Everyone that you mentioned, you know, I go Pryor, Murphy, Chappelle. I just don't find Chris Rock funny. And I had someone say, that's racist. I go, look, come on. I just said Pryor is one of my favorite ever. Patrice O'Neill, obviously.
George Carlin.
Oh, yeah, George Carlin. George Carlin. Well, I got Bill Burr. I mean, the point is, if you're funny, you're funny.
Yeah.
And Trevor Noah is painfully unfunny.
George Carlin.
I want to throw him out a window.
For being honest. George Carlin was an anarchist.
George Carlin became a grumpy old man, but George Carlin certainly wouldn't agree with YouTube and the seven words you can't say.
That's why he became what he became.
Look, do you think George Carlin would be fine with this? Right now, if I say this word, it's removed from any and all social media. We'll bleep it. George Carlin would say, oh, if you say that word, they remove you from everything? That's bullshit.
I mean, he would say that's bullshit. I think it's disrespectful to people to say it. I don't think
I was referring to a car. All right, but I appreciate it, brother. George, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think we disagreed a lot, but I think this is exactly what... Yeah. I wasn't even planning on talking about this, but
no,
I appreciate
I'm actually very glad we got to talk about it.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Oh no, now I've got to pee again.
There you have it, in time for you to sound off in the comments below. Is libertarian socialism a thing? Did you learn about that in college? How do you think they juxtapose with one another? And do you think socialism in general can ever work? And as always, comment which topics you would like to see covered most in the future. Appreciate it. I love most of you because I have to. Bye. Well, you're still here on the internet. That's a miracle. This is long and there are no cats playing piano or midgets on tricycles. But look, there are other Change My Mind videos. You can click here. There's some new ones coming up. And if you want to support the show, look, you guys all know about Mug Club, but you can get some of these Fight Like Hell shirts at crowdershop.com. That's the best way to support us. Also, if you know someone in Qatar with oil money, my number's not hard to find.